And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who has just signed a law prohibiting religious institutions from making employment decisions based on their employees' reproductive choices. Yeah, it seems the Illinois Human Rights Act means faith-based institutions can no longer consider whether an employee's actions align with their beliefs. So you can say you believe something, but you don't really have to stand on those beliefs anymore in Illinois. I guess we're going to now see PETA forced to hire butchers and Greenpeace required to keep oil executives on staff. And speaking of questionable choices, let's take a trip to California, the land of questionable choices. A high school principal decided to spice up a pep rally in a way that would make even the most lenient school board blush. Principal Robert Nunez engaged in what can only be described as an interpretive dance with the school mascot that left parents and students alike wondering if they stumbled into an after-hours club. The performance, set to the song Pony, included moves not appropriate for the school campus, and the school district, showing a rare moment of clarity, did suspend the principal. Meanwhile, at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, organizers have taken inclusivity to new heights, or perhaps new lows, depending on your perspective, I guess. The convention now boasts all-gender restrooms, which appear to be repurposed women's rooms, and I'm sure it'll go over well with the ladies who have to share facilities with anyone who identifies as, well, anyone else. But wait, there's more. The DNC also has provided a gender-neutral prayer room, complete with Islamic prayer mats. One can only imagine the confusion of a devout Muslim entering a gender-neutral space to pray. And Harley Davidson, in a turn of events that might surprise you, the iconic motorcycle company known for its rebellious spirit has decided to rebel against rebellion. The company announced it is now backing away from DEI initiatives after facing a lot of criticism from its conservative customers. The only diversity Harley riders want is in their choice of leather jackets, I promise you that. The company stated they no longer have a DEI office and will not be participating in the Human Rights Campaign scoring program. It's about time they decided the only letters they need are H and D. Lastly, in a story that reminds us of the preciousness of life, a judge in Barcelona has suspended the assisted suicide of a young woman following a request from her father. The woman, who has a severe mental illness and a disability from a spinal cord injury, had initially requested euthanasia. However, lawyers pointed out that she had expressed doubts about wanting to die in a letter. Hey, look, this is a reminder that in matters of life and death, it's always better to err on the side of life. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.